Well, if anything, these problems with Samsung opened the door for a new manufacturer to step in. And luckily enough, as Jason teased earlier, the godfather of Android is ready to grace us with his presence. Mr. Andy Rubin is back on the scene, as we found out.
Oh, hey, Andy.
There he is. Yeah, hey, Andy.
How's it going, Andy?
Welcome to the show.
It's good to see you, Andy. Your jib jab moves a lot faster than Hiroshi's. I'm not sure why that is.
He was way more energetic. Yeah. I also don't think Andy looks like this anymore.
Based
off the last photos I saw of him recently. This is like a 5-year-old photo.
Yeah, right? It is.
But news of Andy Rubin's new event, and Andy Rubin would say, the company to be announced sometime soon will be called Essential. So Bloomberg sources are reporting that Andy Rubin's new company is called Essential, and it's going to have a suite of consumer hardware products, including mobile and smart home devices, and a platform to tie it all together. Rubin discussed the company's centerpiece at CES, which is a bezel-less smartphone. Drink if you had bezel-less on your bingo card.
Right.
One model has a screen larger than the 5.5-inch, but smaller than the iPhone 7 Plus due to lack of bezels. They're also toying with metal edges and ceramic builds. They're developing a proprietary connector to allow for battery charge and feature expansion. So great, another proprietary connector.
But feature expansion, Ron.
Yeah, and those features would be like an external camera for 360 photos, things like that would allow that. No word on whether or not it will run Android or not. And it is aimed at the top of the market and is expected to go on sale mid-2017 with a price close to the iPhone 7, like around $650. And it's important to note that Playground Global is Andy Rubin's startup incubator, which is focused on AI, robotics, augmented reality, things like that. And Rubin is focused on AI being the next major computer platform. So whether or not Essential is coming out of Playground Global is to be determined, or if it was a separate endeavor, if they're leveraging any of that stuff. But either way, Andy Rubin's coming back, and the Essential phone is going to be the phone that we all need. The question, though, Jason, is that if it doesn't run Android, do we pay it any mind on this show?
Well, I guess once we find that out, we probably pay it about as much mind as we pay, like, Tizen devices and smartwatches, tangentially related.
I mean, do you think that a new software OS platform on a top of the line phone, nearly $700, is the right way to enter the market?
I don't know. When you've got the credentials of Andy Rubin, maybe he's got something figured out. You know, like you got to give him credit for launching one of, if not the most popular smartphone OS's that's ever existed. So when he has plans for something like this, it's impossible not to give him some credit. Sure. As far as that is concerned, it sounds to me, based on everything that he's talked about the last few years and kind of what they've been doing with Playground Global and everything, being so hyper focused on artificial intelligence, and especially that now that is just like a crazy buzzword that everything has AI. I mean, if he's coming out with a platform, let's say, or a new device that hinges on AI, which is what I would expect based on things that he's said in the past of what he's passionate about, I'd be very intrigued to see what he comes up with and to see how it differs from the AI that we're already seeing put into place and being used heavily by companies like Google and others. What do you think, Russell? I personally think anything that Andy does is interesting to me because he started Android. Are you excited for a new phone platform to develop Pocket Casts against?
Not more platforms. No,
sorry, didn't mean to put it that way.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. Like, if his name wasn't attached to it, I couldn't care less. Like, every day some company's making a, you know, mid-tier phone with specs and whatever. But this is Andy Rubin, and he said, you know, there's going to be AI and there's going to be bezel-less and it's going to blow you away. It's going to be essential. Like, you just can't discount it because he's involved, just like you say, Jason. I'm a fan of his as well. Like, you know, this could go somewhere. The only thing I wonder, though, is there's two ways to build a company like this, right? What you can either be trying to build like a new platform you're going to bring out, you want it to be huge, you want millions of people to buy it, you want to take off, or you kind of, you know, you leave a big company, you make one of these small startups, you make it all, you know, fun and hip and cool, and you include all the latest buzzwords, and then you just wait for someone to buy you. Like, I don't know which angle he's taking, because if it's the buy, you know, get bought out by like an Apple or a Samsung or a Google, like, I don't really care about that. Like, I hope it's a company that's here to, you know, stick around.
I get the sense that Andy Rubin isn't. I gotta imagine he made a lot of money while he was at Google, right? Yeah. And he made enough money to start a incubator and an accelerator where he's got companies coming in that he's getting equity in. You know, so I imagine money isn't the issue for him. I feel like I almost get the sense that he really doesn't have something to prove, but wants to accomplish something in the mobile world. And so I would think that, you know, Russell, I think you're right. He's showing up with the intentions to be a player. And, you know, I would give this Essential Phone a lot more attention than I would a Echo, you know, or a new kind of company that's burst on the scene with a China phone, you know, with some new take on a platform all built on Android. And whatever Essential is and whatever he comes up with, I think is going to be worth our attention regardless, because it potentially could be a game changer, especially if it's filling in this, you know, like there's so much blasé attitude towards phones because they all look the same. And, you know, you've got Android, you've got iPhone. Have something new. I think there's a market for that. I think there are customers there waiting for it.
Especially. Yeah, definitely. The only one quick thing I want to add is if it doesn't run Android, I think that's kind of almost shot itself in the foot. Like Microsoft kind of proved that you can have the best, you know, OS, you know, one of the best out there. It doesn't matter if you can't get the apps and you can't get people to write for your platform, then, you know, good luck actually succeeding in the ecosystem. So I sincerely hope it's either stock Android, which I doubt, or some kind of fork of Android maybe, which is still like fairly easy to develop for.
I agree. I think it almost, if it's not an Android, I'm super disappointed, but I would like to pay attention to the fact that it's bezel-less. As we've been talking about bezel-less phones so much, Jason.
The most important part of this story, of course, is the fact that it doesn't have any bezels.
The future is bezel-less, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that remains to be seen, Ron. It remains to be seen if that is the future. I think I was reading something that, God, who was it that said this? His name is blanking from my memory. But basically that AI, artificial intelligence, is the next computing platform. That computing platforms cycle every 10 to 15 years. Big paradigms happen, paradigm shifts happen, and that AI is the next paradigm shift. If that's the case, and what we've all become so accustomed to, be it Android or iOS, is having a phone in our pocket to do all the, like, to do our thinking for us essentially throughout the course of any given day, then a company like Andy Rubin's Essential company that is born out of the idea of benefiting from the progress made in AI as we enter this new phase could be pretty darn successful. I would be surprised if it wasn't Android only like you said, Russell, just the fact of kind of app support, but maybe a new phone, maybe this is totally pie in the sky, but maybe a new phone works on a completely different paradigm when it's based entirely on AI that you know, maybe that changes the game a little bit. I don't know. But, I'm very curious to see what he comes up with. But at the same time, didn't he leave Google because he was kind of bored with what he was doing there? Wasn't he kind of bored with the phones? So it's kind of strange that he's working the phones.
So we heard. Right. So we heard. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know with these things.
Yeah.
Could have just as easily been a disagreement between, two high-level people, and he's like, fine, I'm leaving. Like, see you later.
I mean, he's not a friend of the show. Not that we're not friendly to him. He just hasn't been on the show yet, so we can't officially call him friend of the show.
Just a matter of time, Jason. Just a matter of time.
Episode 400. 400, Jason.
I'll work on it. I'll reach out to Hiroshi and see if he can put me in touch with Andy Rubin.